The two men severely injured in last week's natural gas explosion in Canton are now considered suspects in the case. The Canton Fire Department identified them as 40-year-old Justin Bruce and 42-year-old Michael Mullins. Officials say neither man was authorized to be inside the vacant house on Bonnet Place Northeast, which was listed for sale. The Thursday morning blast destroyed the home, damaged an entire city block, and forced 23 residents from their homes. Both men remain hospitalized with severe burns. Investigators say criminal charges are expected. A woman riding an electric bicycle was killed Tuesday morning after a crash involving a commercial truck. The Highway Patrol says 24-year-old Veronica Winland of Bethlehem Township was riding westbound on Worcester Street in Navarre when she failed to stop for a red light and entered the intersection at Main Street. Troopers say her bicycle struck the trailer of a southbound truck driven by a 44-year-old Columbus area man. Winland later died at Mercy Hospital. The truck driver was not injured. The crash is under investigation. An Alliance man is accused of stealing more than $10,000 worth of tools and supplies. 54-year-old John Natale was arrested today and charged with grand theft. Alliance police allege he drove a stolen vehicle onto Morgan Engineering's property in the 1000th block of South Mahoning Avenue July 24th, loaded the vehicle with tools and other items, then left the area. Natale is scheduled for arraignment Friday in municipal court. He was arraigned July 27th on a separate grand theft charge, accusing him of stealing a pickup from an Ald Street address the same day as the other offense. Perry Township Police are urging residents to verify information before sharing it online after posts misidentified a department employee. Police say a social media post accused someone of a crime involving a minor, but the person named was not the employee who shares the same name. Officers say the misinformation has caused confusion and could harm innocent people and their families. The Greater Alliance Carnation Festival continues today with a used book sale. It wraps up at the Commons with Pay by Donation Day. Scavenger Hunt and Kids Coloring Contest continue, along with tours of the Haynes House and Mabel Hartzell Home. Days in the Park begins at Silver Park at 4. The Youth Color Run starts from the tennis courts at 6. The John Hampu Band will perform starting at 6. Akron-Canton Airport is receiving a $9.1 million federal grant for infrastructure improvements. The funding from the U.S. Transportation Department will be used to repair passenger boarding bridges and to reconstruct key airport facilities. The grant is part of an $870 million nationwide program supporting airports in 44 states and two U.S. territories for safety and modernization projects. Akron-Canton served nearly 939,000 passengers last year, marking a 23.5% increase over the previous year. A woman is headed to prison for her role in a fatal Ravenna drug overdose. 39-year-old Tanya Sayre of Streetsboro was sentenced Monday in Portage County Common Pleas Court to 8 to 12 years behind bars. She pleaded guilty last month to involuntary manslaughter, corrupting another with drugs, and aggravated drug trafficking. Prosecutors say Sayre delivered the methamphetamine that led to the December overdose death of 46-year-old Mark Musgrave. Two co-defendants are scheduled to stand trial in September. A South Carolina truck driver is facing charges after he allegedly left his 11-year-old son alone in his semi while attempting to meet someone he believed was a prostitute. 34-year-old Stephen Glover of Columbia pleaded not guilty Monday in Columbiana County Municipal Court to child endangering, engaging in prostitution, and possessing criminal tools. A pretrial hearing is set for October 6th. Police say Glover was arrested after responding to an online ad posted by undercover agents. Police are investigating after an 11-year-old boy was found locked inside a dog cage during a house fire in Young. Firefighters responded early Monday to a home on Forest View Drive where they found heavy smoke and flames coming from the back of the house. Investigators say a witness reported the cage had three locks. The boy is now in the custody of Mahoning County Children's Services. Three people escaped the fire and a fourth person was rescued. The boy's father tells WFMJ-TV that his son locked himself in the cage. A man is sentenced for his role in robberies in Mahoning and Trumbull counties. Police arrested 31-year-old Tylen Fairchild and 34-year-old Shane Adams in Youngstown in January 2025. Officers found a vehicle on the city's south side suspected of being used in the robberies. WKBN-TV reports Adams and Fairchild were accused of holding up gas stations in Canfield and Austintown. Liberty Township police believe they also robbed a pizza shop several nights earlier. Fairchild was sentenced to 7 to 10.5 years in prison. The sentence will run consecutive to a term of at least 3 years after a July 2025 guilty plea to aggravated robbery. A federal judge has cleared four officers involved in a fatal shooting. An investigation was launched after police shot Fred Wild in Brookfield in March 2023. He was wanted on multiple warrants. Police said Wild was staying at a friend's cabin when officers attempted to arrest him. Judge Benita Pearson stated the use of deadly force by a Vianna Township police officer, Trumbull County Sheriff's deputies, Brookfield Township police sergeant, and Highway Patrol trooper was warranted. Due to inconclusive evidence, Pearson ruled the case of Vianna Township police officer Shane Christine Smith should move to trial. The Trumbull County Prosecutor's Office ruled in 2024 the officer's use of force was reasonable. A man serving a 25 years to life prison sentence for rape has died while incarcerated. Trumbull County Prosecutor Dennis Watkins says Shane Newton passed away recently while in prison. Newton was convicted after an 11-year-old victim testified the abuse happened at a Warren home between March and June of 2021. A cause of death has not been released. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.